It's a big milestone for the Communities Foundation of Texas. Big celebration Tuesday night as they have raised $2 billion in grants. $2 billion. Of course, it took 56 years to get the first billion and another 10 years to get the second billion. And, boy, I guess that third billion ought to be coming here pretty soon. Dave Scullin's president and CEO, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, David. So
it was just 3 years ago you were sitting here. You were the newcomer on the block, and now you're the rainmaker.
Oh, well, our whole team is making a lot of rain, and I'll have to tell you, it's an absolute privilege to work in that great organization.
So has it slowed down any at all?
Oh, my God. No. Of course, December is always a huge period, and we did unbelievably well with our donors. But
this is the last-minute tax write-offs everybody's trying to get done.
Well, yes, and they save it for the end of the year, and we were up, in some cases, 30, 40% from what we typically would do.
Wow.
But January started off. Normally, it's a slow ramp-up. It was a rocket this year, not so much on brand new donors, but really activities and people wanting to get engaged. More and more businesses are working with us.
Is it because of the economy, or is there some other driver?
I think there's multiple drivers. Certainly the strong economic prospects are very, very helpful to create tailwinds. But on the other hand, the world's changing. Corporate employers know that their employees want to connect to the community, and they press on that. And so we're having more requests for companies that want to say, help us get started. What should we do? How do we get ourselves organized? And I think that that's a trend just as powerful as the strong economy.
And that answers part of the question of my next question, which was, explain to us the role, the conduit. Mm-hmm. Why go through you? Why not go directly to whatever cause they want to support?
Well, in many cases, if you take middle market companies that don't have anybody on their payroll that helps them connect to the community and their hair is on fire with their business model, they hire us on an outsourced relationship. We're effectively their corporate social responsibility officer, and we charge a fee, which is a rounding error on their payroll, and we help them organize what are the areas that they're interested in. We connect them to all the nonprofits. We know 3,000 of them here in North Texas.
And you vet them. I mean, that's the important thing, right? That you know that you got to get the most bang for your bucks through the organization that you donate to.
Well, we have a lot of knowledge, and even large companies in some cases engage us because although they know their business extremely well, they're not as deeply seated in the community as we are in terms of who are all the organizations. So we find ourselves adding value to even large organizations.
And not all the money turns around and goes out right away. I mean, some of it's invested, and you wait for the donor to instruct you to do it, right?
Well, that's almost all the cases. If somebody knows they want to write a check to the university or their church or some nonprofit, they write the check to them. But others like to set up accounts and funds with us. We manage their money, and then they release the funds, not when they get the tax deduction, but when their heart ties into what that organization is doing.
Well, and that was going to be my point, is you've got to be positively impacted by a bull stock market.
Well, there's no question. We go with the economy. Actually, tax policy affects giving, but what affects it more is economic growth.
So where's the money invested?
Well, it depends. They have several different elections they can make. If they want to be in the growth market, it's mostly in the S&P 500, and they can have a growth or an income fund if they don't want to have any risk at all. And all the income from those investments accrues back to their fund, net of an administrative charge that we have, and usually their account builds while we are holding it.
And if I'm the founder of Amalgamated Sprinkle Works and I decided to give you, put $1 million into the Communities Foundation, does it stay in Amalgamated Sprinkle Works, or is it invested somehow?
Well, it's invested. Clearly, when they give it to us, it's no longer legally theirs. So it goes into account designated and set aside for them, and they then make recommendations as to where they'd like those funds to go. And we always follow that, provided the funds go to 501c3 nonprofit organizations.
And not back to a brother-in-law.
Not back to a brother-in-law.
I see. Yeah. So tell me about tax law changes, because they're ongoing, and there have been some massive tax law changes. And yes, a lot of us looked at it and said, golly, it's not as attractive to give money to not-for-profits anymore.
Well, in many cases, it has decoupled the tax deduction from the giving process, meaning they have simplified the tax code, increased the standard deduction for many parties. They've reduced the number of people who actually take itemized deductions on their tax returns. So it used to be about 30% of taxpayers. Now it's only about 10% of taxpayers. And so when you file your tax return, in many cases, you are not taking deductions for payments that you've made to nonprofits. However, and that's a bad thing, but giving is still going up because the economy is growing, possibly in part because of tax reform. And what tracks with giving is the growth in the economy. That more than offsets the fact that some don't get tax deductions.
So do you sit back and wait for the money to pour in, or do you go out and actively solicit the next $1 billion?
Well, we actually go out and actively solicit relationships. What we find is we make an impact by having lots of relationships in the community, some of whom become donors of ours, some of whom are not. But if we have relationships, when it comes time to move the meter on something in our community that needs to change in order for this to be a better community, having relationships matters first. By the way, the more relationships we have, the more people like what we're doing. They join us and have donor accounts with us, and one thing drives the other. But it's all keyed off of relationships.
So where'd all that money go? How have you spread the money around?
Oh, my gosh. Well, 26% of it goes to education. We're very highly focused on education. Religious-based organizations is another significant portion, probably 15% or so. Medical and scientific research. Health and human services. Those four areas probably are about 60%.
Wow. Okay, well, so how long before the next billion?
Well, if you followed the trend that you started off this interview with, it would be 2 years. And we're going to try.
Really, two years?
I'd have to say it's pretty improbable we'll get the next billion in 2 years. But I tell you, we go after it every single day. And we want this organization to be impactful in the community, which means we have to have more capacity to extend grants.
Well, maybe 30,000 of the Dow will help you.
We love it.
We wish you great congratulations. Have a well-deserved celebration for the $2 billion, then get busy and raise the next billion, all right?
Yes, thanks so much.
Dave Scullins, President and CEO of the Communities Foundation of Texas. For more of our conversation with Mr. Scullins, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.